Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Illinois legislature, Kari, according to Don Kleppen's story that he left for me, thank you, Don, has passed a measure that would ban unfair real estate listing agreements in the great state of Illinois. The governor has to sign it for it to go to law. Legislation targets companies that offer homeowners cash if they have equity in their homes. In exchange for the cash, the homeowner would sign an exclusive listing agreement that lasts 40 years, which is a little, not even a little mashugany. That's a lot mashugy, okay? The agreements have hidden fees, and it could make it difficult to refinance or sell the property. The measure would ban listing agreements that last more than a year into the future. A company based in Florida had more than 750 such agreements in Illinois. Now, I will say this is according to the story that I'm reading, so if any attorneys are listening, don't come at me. Okay, I'm reading off of the story that's on CS Star T, whatever that is. In a lawsuit filed in April, Cook County Attorney General Kwame Raoul argued that the business is susceptible to targeting homeowners that had equity in their homes but needed cash. There's a company called M. Michael V. Victor, MV Realty, gave people upfront payments but locked them into 40-year exclusive listing agreements that carried hidden fees and limited their ability to refinance or sell, according to the lawsuit. Okay? According to the lawsuit, financially distressed homeowners who signed the company MVR home owner benefit agreement would get a one-time cash payment of about 0.3% of the home's value. 0.3% of the home's value, as little as a few hundred dollars. Oh, come on. The contracts were filed as a memorandum with county offices and clouding property titles. So they kind of were doing, according to this lawsuit, shady things on title. Agreements lasted 40 years and extended to the borrower's heir. Whoa! The agreements lasted for 40 years and extended to the homeowner's heirs. If a homeowner died, heirs often didn't know about the contract. That's not good.
Wow.
If the owner listed the home for sale using another real estate agent, it was considered a breach of the agreement, and MV Realty was entitled to 3% of the home's sale price. Wow. That's not good. So I'm kind of for this law.
Yes.
What do you? Hey, I never heard of this. Did you heard of this?
No, I had not heard of that until this morning. So I have three things to say about it. Number one, if a deal seems too good, it probably is too good.
Good point. Yeah.
Number two, it's so important to get a referral, to trust whomever you're working with, the professional, your vendors, your contractors. You have to know someone that's used them or have a history with them. And then obviously read very carefully what you are signing.
Which most listeners and homeowners don't do when they're in a desperate situation.
I agree. And some of us that are even busy just don't read as carefully as we should when we're signing contracts. It really is a shame. And, I don't like it because that gives my industry a bad name. But there's always people that will write, that are doing things that they shouldn't be. That is terrible. And I would also advise our listeners, I wouldn't sign a listing agreement that was longer than a year. I mean, I'm glad that's going into policy because I agree with that. That's a long time. And, maybe the home didn't sell for a variety of reasons, yet you trust your agent and you want to extend, that's fine. You just want to have the choice after 12 months.
Jeremy. I'll get to you in a sec. I just gave two examples of homeowners, one in Niles, and the lady whose mother passed away was on the southeast side of Chicago, okay? Around 90th and State.
Yes.
Okay, you can't get much more southeast side than that. So you're talking two diametrically separate. One was over in Niles. One was in south side of Chicago. Both having stresses in their, one was in their 50s, the lady in Niles in their 70s, having financial duress, stressful nights, couldn't sleep, didn't know what to do. We solved their problem.
Yes.
They didn't sign their home over to anybody, this MV Realty, whoever the hell they are, for 40 years. Listen, that's ridiculous. And I'm glad that State Rep. Tara Costa Howard, a Democrat from Glenella, a lawyer who sponsored the legislation in the Illinois House, said many of the homeowners who signed the long-term agreements didn't understand the terms. So thank you, State Rep. Howard, for that. You want to chime in on that as president of a credit union and CEO? Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you, taking away one of your titles.
You know, I think the big issue we're talking about today, and we actually talked about it on the break, you have to find trusted advisors regardless what you do.
Yeah.
And this caller that called in was so important because David didn't even get paid in that transaction.
Sure. Yeah.
He did what was right for the member. But we all know long-term in business, if you treat people right, the business comes, because everybody needs wise counsel in things that aren't part of their day-to-day activity.
Yeah.
And I think that's a theme. That's one thing I love about this show. David kind of, we're under his covering. When he refers people to us, if we don't treat them fairly, he's going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And that's if it's a construction, somebody buying a home, regardless. So there's a clout situation here. And I think right now today, we all see this in the world where we have a problem and we can't find resolution because we can't get people who put us first. Hmm. As opposed to making a sale or something that advances them personally. So this is a great example of that you got to take care of people.
Is that more important than having more than 5 minutes on John Hansen's show to speak what you want to speak? I just want to clarify because he's listening right now.
And I have to be very careful with John because I think he might have me on the show again after today.
And Kari as well.
Yes, I'm on John's show and I do love being on his show as well. Keep us in good standing.
Right. That's all right. I'm not, Dave. I'm
so
loyal
fire
to
away.
You. Yeah.
All right. So my question was,
1 year agreement with a realtor, what's my breach of contract fee if I decide to not work with you? So let's say, Kari, I sign on the dotted line. Yes, you could list my house for a year. Let's say 3 months down the road, I'm not satisfied, right? Forget it. I know I would be because you're you. What's my cost in breaching that contract now, currently?
Well, all agents have a different fee in there.
Okay.
So you can put whatever you want in there.
They put 3%.
Yeah, that is nuts. And also on our team, we have a guarantee. If you're not happy with our team, whether it's 1 day or 5 months into the contract, we can have a conversation and I have 2 weeks to improve what you're complaining about.
Wow.
If not, I mean, I want my clients to be happy. I always want to deliver the best service.
Sure.
Sometimes the market doesn't allow us to sell it, but we're going to do everything that we can. But if the client's not happy, I don't want to keep them in a stranglehold.
Right.
And that's what those people were in, and that's
okay.
Awful.
Yeah, that's tighter than a stranglehold. That's kind of like hanging from the
gallows.
It's wrong. All right. That's like hanging from the gallows from your neck.
Yeah.
So we got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. More with Kari Kohler coming back after these messages. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hansen.
Hey! Yeah. I didn't know you had a show.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I Google lenders not name Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Did you hear that click? That's people turning their radios off.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Special shout out to a guy I met last night by the name of Ken. He overheard me talking to, I was out at a restaurant. He heard me talking about my radio show. He comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you. So I'm like, okay, great. And then his wife looks at me. She's like, who are you? Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented and I'm kind of a big deal here in Chicago. So they just moved here and I typed in WGNDavid.com. I showed him. I'm like, here, see, I'm kind of a big deal. So I'm like, listen tomorrow. So he's listening. He just texted me and he's enjoying the show.
So. I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense.
You have a perfect physique
for radio. Yes.
I was wondering if he picked up the bill for him or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
No, we
kind of ran into each other at the bathroom. We won't talk about that, Mike, on the air. 312-981-7200. So nice couple from Detroit. They're big Detroit Lions fans. I'm sorry that they're fans of the Detroit Red Wings, but that's another story. 312-981-7200. Kari, our listeners are engaged.
I love it.
I live near Lake Tahoe in Reno, a listener with a 714 area code. Much better than Vegas, 2 exclamation points, not just a period, but 2 exclamation points. So 714 is serious about their Lake Tahoe in Reno. You want to throw some shade on that?
Well, I will say that Lake Tahoe and Reno are beautiful areas. I mean, those are some spectacular areas of our country. What I have found about Nevada, the entire state is so cool. It's so gorgeous. It offers something for everyone. So, of course, you know, the Strip is the Strip, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
But then the golf courses and the mountains and in the Lake Tahoe Reno area, that is just a gorgeous area as well. There's something for everyone there. And then a tax-friendly state, which is another thing that
very
I
tax-friendly.
Love so
yeah.
much.
A texter said, David, southeast side is by the lake, not Red Line. So if I said Red Line, I stand corrected. I apologize. And that big body of water is the lake, not the Red Line. It's closer to the Green Line. So there you go, texture. I do know my colors of my CTA.
You still don't
lines.
Know directions.
Let's not get specific here.
Right, okay.
I got the green
just,
line. Right. So is Vegas? So Florida seems to have calmed down a little bit on the price appreciation. They've had some rain challenges. Some people are leaving Florida to come back because they don't like the challenges of getting and the costs, the investments of the insurance down there.
Yes.
Because the insurance in that state, and I'm not getting political, I'm just telling you a fact, it's a mess. And special assessments have been handed down. I'm getting calls from homeowners here in Illinois of second homes down in Florida who are like, hey, we just got hit with a $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000 special assessment because they have to do private insurance because they can't get insurance on
wow.
the complex. It's hurricane season now, so now you're going to start hearing that. You got one, you know, roaring out of the Gulf right now. Picking up steam. So the insurance is a major challenge, and you've got to be aware of that. Is there that type of issue, those type of issues in Nevada?
No, there aren't. I haven't had any issues like that. That's what's cool about Nevada. Like, I mean, it's funny when I say that it's 115 degrees there right now. It's such a great state because you're not dealing with those major, you know, weather challenges that Florida is dealing with. And you have the tax-friendly state and you have so many things to do in that state. It's just a really neat place. I, of course, love Florida as well. But I know that, you know, that's kind of like the deal we were talking about. When something looks too good, maybe yep. it is, and insurance rates are really haunting some of those people that have moved there.
You could ski in Nevada.
Yes.
You could kayak. You could fish. There's legalized gambling. There's great shows. There's prostitution for those that want to partake in prostitution. Not that I'm bringing.
Okay, I'm going to leave that last one out, but you can do all of those activities in the same day. That's what's
Wait,
so cool.
Why are you going to leave that one
yeah,
out?
You can you do have that have a lot too, Kari.
Why can't you squeeze that in?
I am not okay. going to talk about that.
Actually, if you start the day with that, Kari, kind of, yeah. everything goes downhill.
It's Vegas, this right? Is, you can start that at any time.
This
right.
is what I get with sitting okay. with a table with a bunch of guys.
I'm just pointing out the
you, Wait a second.
You, yes.
Girls don't... What are, you're well, saying guys only
not
partake
first,
in that?
Well,
wow.
At least
okay.
people
wow.
I know. It's not first okay. on our agenda.
I'll introduce you to some
wow,
women,
Kari.
But that's fine.
yeah.
But you can ski in the morning and play golf in the afternoon or do the opposite. It's so cool.
And catch a world-class
yeah, sure.
show.
Oh, without a doubt.
And eat at
yes.
world-class restaurants.
Yeah. All in one state.
And
all
be
in-
broke by the next morning.
Or really wealthy.
Or really wealthy.
Maybe... Maybe.
If you're really lucky.
I mean, the house always wins. Let's
right.
be clear.
In the end.
Yeah, correct.
So if our listeners want more information about the different opportunities that you have in Las Vegas and Nevada in and of itself, because Nevada went through a little something that Florida was going through. It was overpopulated. You know, people were selling their homes and getting out, and values were coming down. Have you seen that type of kind of like stabilize as well?
We have a little bit more supply in Nevada than we do in the Chicagoland area, although prices are still increasing. There's so much being built around Reno as well as the Strip. It is just becoming such a cool place to be. So values are appreciating there, even though we have a little bit more supply. And I will be available for an hour after the show. I'll be driving home. Anybody can give me a call to discuss anything in real estate. I'm at 630-673-4586.